Right. So, hi, everyone. I have another guest for you today. This is Henesis from Arm Hug, and I want to introduce Sarah Phillips. She is the founding CEO of Vein Train, which is a flat pack set with really great supplies to get started if you're a phlebotomy student, if you're training, if you're trying to find a little bit more about what are the safety measures you should be taking. So Sarah's a huge expert in this space. I found her through LinkedIn, just kind of scrolling, and I see that she's really active in the space. She is located in the UK, and she could tell us a little bit more about what she's working on next. But Sarah, tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me, Henesis. It's lovely to be here. And I am founding CEO, that's right. And so we basically we provide training for the most commonly performed skills that have been done really badly, that are being done really badly at times, because we've got this 69% failure rate, which is unbelievable, really. And as you know, you can look on Twitter and YouTube, and we can see where the problems are and what's happening, so that we can see where those, 35 sticks in a weekend and all these things that we can just sort out, really. It's so easy. It's quite frustrating because it's so easy to sort out, really. So the biggest thing is product and training. So that's what we do. So I used to be a corporate nurse in London, and then I kind of got into the world of veins. We did a project. Expensive, but it was worth it, because we're able to get that service to patients. We're able to get them early discharged. We're able to get all of them, 500 nurses at Chelsea and Westminster, all trained and competent. It was fantastic for being a puncher. And we did cannulation as well. We had less success with that because not everybody needs to cannulate all the time. You can't keep the skills up, but we gave everyone the opportunity to learn and to see if they enjoyed it and maintain those skills. So I'm a published author. I've written a book.
That's amazing.
You start with these things, don't you? You do a little project at work, and then you might write a policy or something. Next thing, you're writing a book. So that was actually about 10 years to write in the end. So it's the first in the UK of its kind. I wrote it with somebody that was quite well known. She's well known in the States, actually, Lisa Doherty, OB, and Mary. We were the editors, and we had some fantastic authors of chapters, and people still use it. Like people like Peter Carr comes up to me and says, "Oh, I've got your book." And he's really well known. So it's like, oh, great. And he's lovely anyway. So, that's really good. So you sort of wonder, when you're spending all this time, what am I doing? Because you get paid £100 to write a book. I should have written about wizards. So,
just to talk a little bit about what you think, or what you've seen out there using your tools, what's different?
Well, what I see, so we've done a national competency book as well. So there's 100,000 of those in use across the UK now, which is fantastic, 8 to 8 years. But we didn't have the training tool, and we still had to take people into classrooms, get an arm out, spend 2 hours setting up for 8 people, getting everything ready, another hour clearing away. Lots of good learning, and it is good, but very expensive learning as well. We've basically taken what was classroom training practically online.
Right, and this is one of your products.
Yeah, so this is the flat pack vein trainer. But what it does is it arrives, and it kind of, it's one of those things that so it arrives in various, what people want to have it in. So it sort of might arrive like that. And it's got the booklet in it, and it's got the vein in it as well. So it's got those things in it. And then this one particularly has got, for some reason my printer started, sorry, there we go. So this one has got everything in it. So this will just go out in the post in the UK. It just goes in the letterbox. And then people just click on the QR code, which is here. So they've all got a QR code. So they click on the QR code and they get joining instructions, and we get emails out. So they join a course like normal. But this has also got 6 videos with it. So that stays with them all the time. So we've got this massive issue, and it's because people, to be honest, people aren't shown how to, it's the really small devices, they're so small. And I see people use them, and it's a bit like, I spoke to my brother who's in chefing and stuff. He's in food, he's not in chefing, but he's in food, he's a big exec. So anyway, he's in the food industry, and I said, Nige, it's like, you know, if you're watching people try and cut things, or like using a carving knife and fork to cut up a chicken wing, it's like that. And I'm watching people all the time going, no, just hold it a little bit like this and hold it a little bit like that. So we've now developed the videos on here that really get to that. So we really get this psychomotor control, which actually right. Shoulders. So how do we get them controlling that device? So this is a device trainer, and the vein's in here normally. So the device trainer's in here. It's normally without blood in it, but they can hack it. So they can put a bit of blood in, they can put a glove on top and have a bit of skin. Yeah. So, you know, the idea is low cost, using our expertise and knowledge, but also people like yourselves. I see all your phlebotomists in America, and they're all out there with bags, and they're off around houses. And it's just such a good setup, you know. But you've got licenses and things over there with less sort of governed here, and less licenses. But it's fantastic. And those people will know more about veins than anyone. You know, the veins they have to get into. So it's not just about saying, here we are, this is how you do it. It's about saying, this is how we do it. You right. definitely need everybody to know how to put these bits together. You know, if you're an expert in something, explaining that all the time, it can be quite tiresome. So we do all that. So it's all done. So we get them all to the stage where they're ready for the patient.
You do this in the classroom, or you do this online?
Do it online.
Wow.
So we do it globally. One of our first online in lockdown, we had Dubai and South Africa.
Wow. And what's the turnout like? Are there a lot?
I do six online for that one. That was train the trainer. So I just do a limited, and we do that. But we can go, the biggest we've done is, we did 50 in a day. And that was UK and America, a product company. And they've done their e-learning. They come online, and then we just did work with them. We work with the hands. So it's a bit like when you go to PT. You know, if you're at the gym. Yep. So they kind of were okay, but they needed to relax the shoulders, and they needed to really get that control. And this shows you all the angles and what have you. So we can get all the, in there, we can see all the angles of what's going on. And we put a needle in there. That's the point. That's why it's see-through. We want them to see what they're doing. We want it to be, we call it the naked vein. So yeah, so we've had 50. And then this week I had, you lose track of it because you can do quite a lot. And I had a facilitator with me. I also had somebody in my ear because it was French and German. I don't speak French and German. So
wow.
I was doing live online, doing all this technical move this and watch this and let's see this product, how it, if you press that, it will do this. For these were salespeople as well. And they're launching new products and what have you, and they're lovely looking products. So that these products are coming out soon. And you're thinking, and they just need to know enough to be able to discuss with clinicians and to be able to kind of not know loads, but know enough how to handle it. So I had, at the end of the day, I was looking for the interpreter because my children were a bit naughty, and I was thinking, I could do with that interpreter now. Telling me what to do, you know, because you know you're listening, and when you do live interpretation, that there's a little tiny delay, 10 second delay. So
it is, yeah.
So in a week we got through 100. That would have taken months before.
That's so cool.
Fly to Germany, fly to America.
Right. You don't have to if you have a computer and an internet.
And they wanted access to me and Ben Train, so.
Right. And then so what happens to the students after they take your courses? Are they placed somewhere? Do they continue learning with you?
So what they do is, so this book here, this is this one that's 70,000 in years, well, 100,000 in years. It's just coming up to that. It's just about 85, 90 now. But we've just got a new print on coming through. So that's been going like 20 years here. So they take this to the clinical area, and it's a system in a book, and it took us about a year. It's a non-profit element, this bit. People get it through Ventrum, it's non-profit. It's to make things better at the assessment point. So this was always to capture them at the end. So we will get them to a certain level at the end, and it demonstrates learning. We've actually put this on the e-learning program as well. So they can actually do it electronically if they want to. But I think it's nice to have paper because I think I'm a bit old now. So I think it's nice to go to a ward, or, you know, show the ward manager, oh, this is what I think about extravasation. And they can kind of go, oh, why have you written that bit? You know, so they've got the option.
Okay. So they can bring this to the whatever clinic they're going to start working in or hospital or lab. Is that right? All right. Wow.
Yeah, and they work through it. It's got knowledge in there. It's based on Benner. In America, Patricia Benner, who's a big hero of mine. So we've written her stuff in there because I wrote that in because I think her stuff's brilliant. So novice to expert. So we get them from novice to expert through the learning continuum in this way. We have doctored it a little bit because we wanted to do three steps rather than Patricia Benner's five, just because it worked better and it does work. So it works. 20 years and still, we've not changed it much. Lots of work went into getting it to that stage. And they do a little OSCE. I used to always think, oh, if I could only just say to them, you've got to do a simulated. We talked about it. If we could make them do a simulated supervised practice first and say, you've got to do one. But we couldn't because we knew that not everyone had access to an arm.
Oh,
but
I
now
see.
We do. So it was in my head, can we just put something, somehow get them a vein out? I couldn't work it out how I hadn't got there. It took another 10 years before the vein appeared.
Right, so that the box with the...
Yes, it pops up. So it arrives... So it arrives like this.
Right.
A bit like a McDonald's toy. And then they pop it up, and then it turns into... Well, it starts, turns into that... And they can have their own. It's a halo vein, so you can have your own QR on it. So one company, one hospital can have their very own QR. That's their trainer that staff meet straight away and say, this is our cannula and don't do whatever with it. Because there might be a thing they don't want to happen.
Right, so you can market other businesses in that box. That's great.
Yeah, so everything's standard, but it's everyone likes to do slightly different things, and that's not wrong. It's not right. It needs to be standardised in that location, not standardised the whole world, but standardised. Everyone's doing the same thing there in that way, that everyone's doing the right way in that way.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. And then I'm curious to know a little bit about what's the program like? So let's say we're going to start an online program for the vein train. Is it an hour a day? Is it a week? And then do I pay part of the class? Will I get materials received beforehand? Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do still do individual access, but we have more Halo centers offering that now. So Halo centers can do what we do. So they'll send out that in the post to their customers. Their customers will then receive this. We've got different print versions coming out at the moment. I was inspired by your blue boxes. But so that we can send the whole set out. If they say, oh, we don't need that, I want to save a bit of money, we just send the vein out. If they don't want the booklet, they don't have to have that. So there's like Pro 1, Pro 2, Light. So the main thing is we really want them to have the vein because I want them to have this psychomotor practice so we get it as cheap as we can. So that's individuals can get that just sent. It lands on the door in 2 days and get stuff to Dubai in 4 days. So we've got distributors out there, mind you, but we can get things just directly delivered and what have you to people. So they can actually order, come and join us. We'll dispatch it out, but we usually export. We don't usually include the equipment. We usually just send out the vein and the booklet and they get their own cannulas and venipuncture and stuff. So they don't get, you know, export duties and stuff. So it's really simple. And they click on the link we send them when they book. And they just join. They can join immediately. So they have a year's access.
Wow.
And we didn't know what to do because I was like, well, they don't really need a year. You know, we don't need to overdo it. And then there was either a month. So we pay more for this, of course. And there's more service with it because people ask questions throughout that year. So that's all sort of factored in. But I'm glad we've done that because some people will just fire through it in 4 hours. 2 to 4 hours at the bare minimum. So if someone's updating, I just need to check that I'm on the right track here. 2 hours, done. I feel fine. Get my certificate, I'm fine. Other people, novice, they love the fact they've got the full year because I actually do live once a month on it.
Nice.
They log in. They basically, everything arrives for them. They've always got the video. So when they're on the wards, someone's showing them a fancy technique. They go, oh, show me again. Or they might go, I'll just click that and see see what that video was that Sarah said, or Vaintrain said, or Paulette said at Vaintrain, whatever. So they do that, and it's right next to the 6 videos on there. So they can just do a quick reminder before they go to the patient. What was it? A quick 60-second or a quick 4-minute one. They can watch that. But then this e-learning takes them through a practical e-learning program. It's a complete classroom replacement. And I didn't know it would work, and it does. Thank goodness.
I think it's what's great about it, too, is it's flexible. You know, it works on their time. So yeah. They can still see your videos, and they can see it at a time that works best for them.
Exactly. You know,
and they can see it over and over. So, I mean, that's great what you're doing. I think that's awesome. And the fact that people keep coming back. So,
yeah, I mean, that's really nice. You know, when you've got new products are hard. It takes courage, and it takes a lot of investment, and you're never quite sure if it'll, but, you know, the customer has to want it as well as they have to like it as well. We knew they liked it, and we knew it worked. Researchers are loving it because they used to have to travel down, like, from Newcastle or somewhere. That's 2 days out of work because of the distance, a night, overnight stay. And they know us. They've been coming to us for, like, 12 years. So they weren't going anywhere else. But now they love this. So that there's the theory that they'd normally travel all this time for. There's the practical that they travel all the time for. And they trusted us. So all our customers that know us took the leap of faith. They were like, well, if you say it works, I'll give it a go. And then they started coming back and back and back. Yeah. And that was just wonderful.
And what's next for you? Are there new products that you're thinking about? Anything new down the pipeline?
Well, we're looking at, there's something in cannulation wheels, something called extended dwell. And because we've figured out how to do a low-cost flashback with it, and the Seldinger technique is really tricky. So that's quite exciting because that's really expensive. Each model they send out, the Phantom models, are like 3,000, and they get lost in couriers and stuff. So they send these out. They're trying to sell a high-end, they're trying to sell a high-end longer catheter. Wow. Because that's going to stay in the patient for a month. Wow. So it can, now the cannulas are designed to, can stay in, you know, by license, but they just don't last. I think a lot of it not lasting because not put them in, you know, they're not holding them and not securing them and stuff. But at the same time, this is so soft. And so I think we can open up more access of the specialists to this. Some of the people that, you know, they're just, there's some really good cannulators out there and good with veins that we can say, right, it doesn't have to be the IV team. It can be you under control. And you can put this in with Seldinger, and we'll teach you Seldinger.
That's amazing. Seldinger
is really tricky.
There are so many procedures out there. So what you're doing, I mean, it's just the beginning, really. I think that there's going to be a lot of demand to try to do these things mobile and try to get people to do this from their, just sitting in their house and be like, okay, I need to train with what procedure and what do I need? I need to do this quickly. Here's a kit where I can purchase and I can do it immediately. I mean, you're offering something that's really accessible and that's exciting.
It is. And it's really nice to do that. It's really nice to make it easy. I used to push trolleys around London, Chelsea, West. And I'd get there and they had to cancel because the ward was busy. And I'd set all the equipment out or I'd book rooms or I'd, you know, spend ages sorting things out. And whereas this, they've got that flexibility. We did this brilliant training session. We had a national group. It's brilliant for national groups. You don't have to travel. So I meet them online and I've done all of this fertility group now, all of them. But the best bit was I did a quick half hour because there were loads of them, quick half hour. This is how the e-learning works because there's lots to it. You can go behind the curtains, we go in and watch patients and then they get the vein out. So it's like, oh, there's loads in there. And there is, but that's because they can dip in and out like they would in the ward. So it's to bring that in. So it's good to orientate. They did quick orientation. They went off and did some, not all of them. You know, they've got it for a year though. They just got really busy. So some of them have managed it 2-3 hours and some of them are like, no, I haven't done any. And that's okay because it still worked. It worked. So they came back for an hour and a half and it was absolutely brilliant. It worked. And all I would have loved it because I felt like I was back in the wards. I was in the wards. I was there in their it was in their nursing station inside an office because it wasn't on the wards and stuff. And they had to have the masks on because of COVID. But it was fine. You know, they're used to masks anyway, and I could hear them fine. And they all got the headsets on. That's how you have to join. You can't do, you know, Zoom. You can't do that. So it just works. I thought, this is, if I was at my hospital in London now, I wouldn't be pushing trolleys around. I'd be saying, right, I'll see you online. And the skills lab's down once a month, and it's always laid out, and you can drop in whenever you like, but, you know, at this time. But this is how we're running the courses, because it's so much easier. Just click.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's going to continue to grow. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to put your information below this video so that people can reach out to you. That's vaintrain.com, right? Make sure that I include all of that. And then, you know, I think that what you're doing, it's you're just starting something that's going to continue to grow, because it's something that people are just going to need. And they're already asking for it. And when I mean people, I mean the actual trained professional. You know, I think we essentially we see a lot of trained professionals kind of count on their managers to buy them the supplies. But a lot of them are kind of speaking up now and saying, no, I need this type of needle, or I need this type of training, because this is the one that's going to make me better at my job. And this is what I need to move forward. So.
Exactly. And it is actually built for volume. We still allow independent access, but even that we're trying to get through volume halo centers. So it's designed to just go through a hospital so that you've got people at that level, people at that level, we get everyone at that level. And some of the better ones, well, we're going to get them on this, you know, because we'll find them. Well, you're really good. You know, what about the Seldinger technique? You know, and you can use your brain for that. So, you know, that's the idea, is that, and it's lower costs if we buy it in bulk, because it's
great,
you know.
Right. Then having to also try to find all those supplies, sort them themselves. It's a headache, and people don't do it because of it. They just avoid it.
It's, do you know, I worked it out. I only worked it out about 3 years ago, but I just worked out. I was just doing an order for somebody setting up a halo center, actually. And it just became a bit of a nightmare, this kind of stock and supply for this course. I thought, I really haven't got this actually in order as I thought I had. So I looked it up, and we, for 8 people, we have 2,500 items to check. So that's why it takes 2 hours. And that's just on the day. So 2,500 items. We have drawer systems and pods. You know, like, you know about this. So you do sections and what have you. So we take all that away. We don't have people. I had a course in London once where the trainer forgot the cannulas. I had to get someone from a friend to get some cannulas to this. There were 60 people on the course and no cannulas.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and that's how easy it is to forget it. I mean, imagine now with the patient being in front of you, which happens more often than people want to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know about this, and that's why I saw you, wasn't it? Because I thought, that's great. It's so much stuff to remember. And actually, when I went out with the district nurses, they had district nurses spending quite a lot of money for the district nurses, but it was not worth them delegating it and it coming back wrong. So they drive to that patient and there's a bit missing. They have to drive back.
Yep.
So it's actually better that they, because I was like, oh, we could get admin to do that, you know, and get some sets ready, because they have IV sets in the community. So they'll grab a set before they go so that they know. But it's almost like worth doing a research check, like the thing that you're doing, so that they don't get there and there's stuff missing.
Right.
Or,
yeah. All right. Well, that was my last question. But if you have anything to add, any plugins, where are we going to see, what's the next conference you're going to be at, or where else can we find you besides your website? I mean, feel free to use the last few minutes of your time to do it.
We've got, I was coming out to the States last year, 2 years ago now, and I was coming out to Ava, but with everything going on, I'm going to Dubai because I've got distributors there for Kuwait at home and UAE. So I'm going to work with Kian, he's gorgeous. So I'll be working with him out there. I am out sort of suddenly speaking at things, so I'm no doubt I'll be speaking somewhere soon.
It's okay, fine. Great.
Doing that, but universities seem to be the people that are calling on me at the moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Sarah. So I will let you go. I know how busy you are too. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this, talk about what you're passionate about, because you're clearly passionate about it and you're obviously an expert. So I will definitely be reaching out to you as well and see if you find ways to collaborate and basically meet new people. because this is a growing opportunity for a lot of us who were both nurse phlebotomists, whatever it is, if you're out there touching needles, you're probably learning about the vein.
And there's a lot of respect for phlebotomists from the States. We know that you do it well out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.